When a paddle, be it blue or red, hits the puck, a physically realistic response should follow. Thus, we must be able to figure out how two circular masses respond physically when they collide. The physics of this is a lengthy discussion and can be found in the textbook. However, before we should talk about what happens when a paddle and the puck collide, we need to figure out how to detect when they hit. Since both the puck and the paddles are circular objects, this task is somewhat simplified, since circles have a nice mathematical representation. So naturally, for implementing the solution to this problem, we give both the paddle and puck a mathematical circle representation, which is just given by the center point and a radius. The figure on the slide shows three possible ways in which two circles can be spatially related. In A, we have that they are not touching. In B, we have that they touch at one point. And in C, we have that the two circles are interpenetrating. Mathematically, it is easy to figure out which case is occurring. For example, if the circles are not touching, then it is easy to see that the length of the vector from one circle center to the other circle center is greater than the sum of their radii. On the other hand, if the circles are just touching at the tangent, then we see that the length of the vector from one circle center to the other circle center is equal to the sum of their radii. Last of all, if the circles are overlapping, then the length of the vector from one circle center to the other circle center is less than the sum of their radii. If we define situation B and C to imply that the circles have hit each other, then the boxed pseudocode on the slide gives us a way to detect a collision in code. Namely, if the length of the vector from one circle center to the other circle center is less than or equal to the sum of the radii, then they have hit each other. Otherwise, they are not touching.